Well, while the impeachment trial hinges on whether the president invited foreign election interference, officials are on the lookout for upcoming threats to this year's elections and are beefing up defenses across federal and state levels to prepare. NPR election security editor Phil Ewing joins us now. Hi, Phil.
Hi, Jeremy.
So we've talked to you many times about how Russians interfered in the 2016 race, but officials now say others could get involved in 2020. Shelby Pearson is the intelligence community's election threats executive. She spoke to Morning Edition about the range of threats she's expecting this year.
This isn't a Russia-only problem. We're still also concerned about China, Iran, non-state actors, hacktivists, and frankly, certainly for DHS and FBI, even Americans that might be looking to undermine confidence in the elections.
Why so many more threats this time around?
Well, one reason we've heard from her and officials like her is that there's a playbook to do this now. There's a template that's been established by the Russian government against the West and the United States in 2016. And also there's an investigation, an extensive investigation produced by the United States government itself about roughly what took place then, what kind of inlets these influence mongers were able to use to get into American networks, how they used Bitcoin and other technical means to try to not only cause disruptions within the United States, but also launch cyber attacks against a lot of targets around the country. And so for other players in the cyberspace, be they nation state actors, as we heard Pearson talk about, or even people acting on their own, there's kind of a path that you can follow now.
When it comes to the kinds of threats, are people expecting countries to do what Russia did in 2016 and try to sow misinformation to affect the outcome of the election? Or could there actually be attempts to tamper with votes?
The answer appears to be all of the above. And one concern is the degree to which the 2016 template or model I was talking about a moment ago was just a trial run for something more sophisticated that people at the local level, the state level, or the federal level might not be on the lookout for in the same way. One challenge with doing security of any kind, national security or otherwise, is the old idea that the generals are always fighting the last war. And on the one hand, there's a great deal more attention and sensitivity to these issues now than before. This is something that's getting an unprecedented level of attention from us who are covering it, from officials like Shelby Pearson, who we heard from on NPR, and others. But at the same time, you don't know what you don't know. And that uncertainty has definitely come through in all the coverage that we and our correspondents here have done.
Well, it's one thing to cover it and raise awareness of it, but what are federal and state level officials actually doing about it?
One thing they have told us they're doing is they're working together much more than they ever did. In fact, our colleague Pam Fessler had a great story this week about an election official in Texas who got a phone call from someone asking some very sensitive questions about election security procedures and cyber procedures in her county there. And her alarm bells immediately went off. And as it turned out, this person who called had been hired to do red teaming or testing of their election security defenses, and the system worked. These election officials, in this case in Texas, were on their guard. They were prepared for people to ask them questions that they shouldn't be answering because it might reveal their practices or their passwords, for example. And if you scale up from that example to the whole nation, you have what we've heard from people like Pearson and the Department of Homeland Security and others is this comprehensive focus on doing these types of practices. The other thing that remains true today across the United States is there are many thousands of different jurisdictions across the country, from tiny counties in Texas and Hawaii to Los Angeles County with 10 million people. And so if you're trying to stuff the ballot box, as it were, there's no single and easy way to do that in all those places. That said, as we keep hearing and keep being reminded by officials and members of Congress, the perils here also may evolve, as I mentioned a moment ago. So it's definitely a race, as one person put it to our correspondents, without a finish line.
What do we know about how confident the American people are right now in the election process?
NPR, PBS, and Marist did a poll about that. And according to those results, on the one hand, there's a good level of confidence that elections will be safe and secure this year and that votes will be counted. But there are still many Americans, significant pluralities of Americans, who are concerned about that. 44% of respondents, said they're concerned about all the votes being counted properly. A third of respondents said in that poll that they worry about foreign tampering in the 2020 race. And about 40% of those surveyed said in that poll that the U.S. isn't prepared to safeguard the 2020 race. So for all the additional awareness, all the heightened attention this is getting, there still is concern that we're hearing about voters that the country, the feds, state and local officials may actually be ready to have the presidential race go off smoothly in the coming year.
Phil, thank you.
Thank you.